Back with more coverage here at the Vermilion County, Indiana Fair. Chad Baker with WITY with the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. And I've got Mia Reininger, and she is with the 4-H group down here. She shows a lot of different things. Mia, how are you doing today?
Good.
Tell us all about the animals that you show here at the Vermilion County Fair.
I show llamas and alpacas and rabbits.
Llamas, alpacas, and rabbits. Well, let's talk a little bit about your rabbits first, okay? Because I don't know that we've talked to too many people about rabbits. What is the name of your rabbits?
I only have one. His name's Dash.
Dash? And you feel pretty good about where Dash is as far as the field goes?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
How long have you been training Dash?
This is my second year.
Very good. And what all comes with training rabbits?
Well, you have to flip them over on their back, and you have to make sure their back's properly placed and make sure they're properly fed and stuff.
Lots of brushing?
Yes, a lot.
But how often do you brush a rabbit?
Most of the time during fair, I brush him like once a day, but he doesn't shed all the time, but when he sheds, I brush him.
Is Dash compliant? Does Dash obey what you need him to do, or is it sometimes a little tough?
It's a little tough.
So what's the toughest part about training a rabbit?
It's probably getting them on their backs and showing them the body parts and their teeth and cutting their nails.
Very good. You feel you get good advice from judges, or do you talk to judges before the competition to find out what they're looking for?
So when I'm showing them, they tell me what I need to do next year, so I have more advice next year.
Very good. So looking forward to showing Dash. What is the name of your llamas and alpacas?
My llama's name's Odie.
And how long have you been showing Odie?
This is my second year.
Second year. And Odie a little tougher than Dash to train?
Probably.
I would imagine with the different animals, you have to look at different things and different frustrations, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So when do you show the llamas and alpacas this week? Odie's a llama, right?
Yeah. I show Odie on Tuesday, and then right after my show with Odie, I go with Dash.
Okay. So Tuesday, the busiest day of the week for you here.
Yes.
Very good. So what else are you looking forward to here at the Vermilion County Fair? Anything else that you look forward to?
Next year, I want to show a horse and probably my rabbit and Odie. And I want to make some new friends next year, and I want to hang out with more.
Very good. Where do you go to school?
South Vermilion Middle School.
South Vermilion, so a southern part of the county, making not the long drive up, but I'm sure it probably feels a little longer, right?
Yeah.
So, Mia, tell me a little bit about your experience with 4-H. You're the treasurer. Tell me a little bit about that.
It's fun. I have to deposit some checks and put money in the bank. And it's fun. I hope I get to be a different member next year in 4-H. But 4-H is really fun to me because this is my third year, and I feel like I'm going to do really good in show.
Very good. Very good. Well, it seems like you got a bright future with this. Do you live on a farm, too?
No, I lease Odie from Aris Farm.
Okay, very good. So tell me a little bit about some of the friendships you made in 4-H, because I know that that's part of this, too. You make a lot of friends?
Yes. This year has probably been the biggest year that I've been in 4-H. I met a lot of new people that I really like, and I see a lot of people and little mini 4-Hers happy and stuff, and I really hope they do it next year.
I'm sure there's a little bit of helping them out and finding the proper animals that they can show and finding the interesting areas that they like.
Yeah, we had to mix some animals around just because of some animals, they went away in our future. So we had to switch our animals around, and it was complicated.
Oh, I'm sure. So you mentioned off air you have some projects. Tell me a little bit about your projects, because it sounds like you've been staying busy away from the animals as well.
Yeah, I do a lot of projects. I do salon print. I do photography. I do cake decorating, basketry, gingerbread house, and alpaca craft.
Oh, very nice, very nice. So very, very busy. You guys already had awards set for those, though, right? Yeah. How'd you do?
I did really good. I got, on my alpaca craft, I got grand champion, and on my gingerbread.
Very nice. Very nice. Good deal. So you've got a busy week here. Are you showing at any other fairs this year or just Vermilion?
Just Vermilion.
Very good. Well, I wish you luck in all your showings this week. All the best to you whenever you get back to school. And thanks for spending time talking with us here today.
Thank you.
That's Mia Reinengay with the 4-H. She's the treasurer here showing this week at the Vermilion County, Indiana Fair. We'll have more reports as the week moves along here. I'm Chad Baker for WITY.